Y'all getting it next, boy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching? I was
hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Deep Beyonce Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, bringing you the rumor mill with news, rumors, and headlines. And today's headline, which isn't one, is coming to you secretly from TBV. We don't see anyone reporting on this, but the press conference for Kell Brook and Errol Spence has officially been set. Let me get on over to my co-host out in the Golden State before we give you those details. Matt, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
First, fight time official. We have a press conference on Wednesday. We can finally look back on this whole negotiation process and all the extensions, the medical extensions that Kell Brook had and all the shows we had to do and all the storylines going into it. Now the fight's official. It's going to happen. I'm assuming it's going to be May 27th. They really haven't announced a date. I'm assuming they're going to announce that at the press conference, obviously. And then we can eventually get to May 27th and figure out who is better, Errol Spence or Kell Brook. You know, will one of these guys be claimed? Will people claim that the winner of this fight is the best welterweight in the world? That's a possibility. I think it's going to be in a great location in Sheffield. So it should be a fun fight with a fun atmosphere.
Well, the facts are that Wednesday, March 22nd at 2:30 p.m. in Sheffield, this press conference is going to take place. Both fighters and their teams will be present and available. So you know that TBV UK will be on hand bringing you the best. Now, obviously, it's all going to be according to the weather because it is it's going to be some snow out there probably, but obviously we can't give you the exact location. It is media only, but this is official. We finally have this fight, and I'm excited. I really am. I'm happy that everything is settled. All the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, Matt. No more politics. Earl took to his social media ever since March 5th, saying that he started training camp. We've seen photos now of Kell Brook showing that he's already sparring. I mean, looking pretty good.
Yeah, and I think that because this fight had an extended negotiation period, the buildup for it seemed maybe not natural is not the best word, but it just seemed organic. It seemed that these guys, at least Earl from Earl Spence's side, really wanted this fight, that there seems to be some sort of at least some competitive animosity. Maybe not on a personal level, but in just terms of I'm better than you, you know, I want to be the best one in the division. You know, you're trying to come take my belt. And for Errol Spence, you know, I'm trying to prove that I'm number one in the division. So there's that natural competitive rivalry that these two guys have when you get any elite boxers in there. And I'm hyped. Like I am. Like I think this fight may not be as entertaining as most people think. I think this fight could be slower in terms of just volume output from both guys than what we may expect because I do think that Errol Spence has the potential to knock out Kell Brook, and I do think Errol Spence has a question mark chin. Not that it is questionable, but just that it has not been tested that we know of from a heavy hitter. And even though Brook is not a heavy hitter in a sense, he does have some pop in a shot. So it's just a great fight with a natural buildup. And I can't wait for the press conference on Wednesday.
Now, is this going to be in an outdoor stadium? Because I remember when Kell Brook and Earl Spence were feuding on Instagram, he added Earl Spence and said, "Don't worry about me. I'll be ready. And so will all of Sheffield," and tweeted him a picture of an empty arena where the grass and stuff could be shown of a soccer stadium or something like that. Is that where the fight's going to take place? Outdoors?
Yes. At a soccer stadium, I believe. I don't know if the if it has like a retractable roof. I don't know that for sure. But it is a soccer stadium.
Well, based on a picture that Kelbrook tweeted him, it definitely doesn't look like it has a retractable roof. But, you know, I could be wrong. Man, so how much does this hold? Could we get some official numbers on what is the capacity?
I'll look that up.
But you know what? I don't think from our press release, they haven't even given the official location yet.
They haven't, but I'm going to assume it's potentially going to be at the place they're giving a press conference at.
Really? Our listeners are saying no retractable roof.
Yeah. Well, plus it's going to be in May, so it's going to be relatively in the summertime or beginning of the summertime. So you're getting out of the wet season in the UK.
Definitely. Shout out to Dollar DiBiase on the track. Listen, man, let's not play no more games. Let's find out what the streets got to say, how they're feeling about this one. Let's take it out to the streets before we do.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Let's go out to, hopefully, his phone is working today. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Yo, what's up? Fight Doctor in the house on Rick James status, as always. What's going on, gentlemen?
Fight Doctor.
All right, so I missed yesterday's show, my bad. So I have to have that crow casserole with coleslaw.
Oh, man, you lucky you alumni. You know I like to stick to the topic.
And if I may take a liberty and go off topic for a second, yeah, I know we're talking about something else, but since I missed yesterday's show, I picked wrong, and yeah, I got my crow, but the world saw what they saw, okay? Everybody saw what they saw, and the big bad Bum Lufkin, in which I can't call him Bum Lufkin anymore because the guy that he got the victory against yesterday was not a bum. However, it was a gift decision, so we can call him Gift Lufkin from now on. G-I-F-T-L-O-V-K-I-N, Gift Lufkin, until he proves otherwise. And where's Boxing MD? I'm sorry, where's Boxing SAD? Where's he at?
He is not. He's doing great.
Well, I'm so sorry that he's not here right now, okay? So I can stick it to him, okay? I'm so sorry he's not here.
So, Spence and Brooke, my friend?
Spence and Brooke, who cares? I mean, honestly, did Brooke finally man up, okay? I like Spence in that fight. I think Brooke is over with, man. He's done. Brooke is a good fighter, but listen, I don't even think he can make 147 anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, what if he was 176 pounds, 30 days out from the Golovkin fight? And now he's supposed to get back down to 147? Really? I don't think so. I think Brooks, listen, if Brooke makes the weight, which I don't think he can, but if he makes the weight, he'll be so weakened that I'll like Spence by knockout in that fight. I mean, listen, have guys not learned from the example set by Roy Jones Jr., okay? Roy went up to heavyweight, tried to get back down to light heavyweight. That didn't work out too well for him. That essentially ended his career, okay? So, Brooke, if you're listening, your days in welterweight are over, son. You should be looking at 154, okay? The Spence fight, first of all, is there money in the Spence fight? Okay? I mean, I want to say, yeah, I would, if I were Brooke, I'd be trying to fight one of the 54-pound titles, okay, and leave Spence alone. That's problem.
Well, all right, Five Doc. Let's go out to Amin in New Jersey. What up, Amin?
Yo. What up? You know what? I'm listening to this. I like this fight. Let me say that out for the significance of it, because technically it has the potential to look like Bunbridge Spinks. And I mean, you know, there's a certain element to the fight. A couple of us touched on it as we talked about it, and it's the fact that Kell Brook is an underrated boxer for what he does as far as the jab. You know, he got the little, you know, dirty boxing. He can clinch, go to the body, what have you. And Spence is, you know, he might be, you know, in the mode where he walks into that fight and he's looking for the knockout. So it could be pretty ugly. And I don't mean ugly as in exciting. I mean, like, it could be ugly to watch. But the significance of it is that it forces Brook to make a decision as to what he's going to do. Some people think, I don't know what he's going to do. But it definitely sorts out and establishes Spence in that 147. So the fact that the press conference is happening, I think it's almost like a thin ball for Brook in a lot of ways, because I feel like this is going to be, you know, he's going to take the Spence fight and then the Khan fight, and then that's it for him, you know? So this is a good fight for what it represents in terms of boxing. I think skill-wise, like I said, it's not going to be a walkthrough for Spence. It could be a very ugly fight, but the outcome of it, I think, puts the 147 division in a much, much, much better space.
Amin. Great call, as always, my friend. Thank you for calling in. And if you want to call in, remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to voice your opinion on the Voice of the People hotline. International callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs. I'm going to go back out to those phone lines. Manny in Rochester, New York. Brook Spence, formally to be announced Wednesday.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm just excited. Man. I said last time, man, this is the fight I've been waiting for, you know? Earl Spence, Kell Brook. I just think Earl Spence is going to rise to the occasion, you know? You know, Brook is an excellent fighter. He has one of the best right hands in the welterweight division, but I just like the way Earl Spence, how he operates, you know, in that ring. He's very technical, and I think he's going to go downstairs to the body, and eventually he'll catch him upstairs. I don't know if he'll knock him out, but he'll win. He'll definitely win, you know, so I'm just excited. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Ness, I don't want to go off topic, but I had Triple G winning 114-113. It's controversial, but I just want to put it out there.
For sure, brother. I know it's it was definitely a great fight. But Manny, thanks for calling in. We're going to keep these wheels moving. A lot of callers. Let's jump out to, oh, the trainer of the year, 323 Santiago, LA Zone. What up?
Not much. Just here listening to the show, enjoying my last day in Rockford before heading back to LA. It's nice to finally have official confirmation that this fight is happening, because honestly, it feels like forever since this fight was first talked about, you know, like long since the Golovkin. What is it, Golovkin Brook? So I'm excited. I look forward to seeing the press conference tomorrow. And I really do have to wonder how he'll manage the weight going back down after coming in at 159 for Golovkin, because that was also the storyline for Juan Manuel Marquez after his fight with Mayweather when he was trying to come down to 135 for his title defense against Juan Diaz. I mean, he seemed to do it well. But, like, not everyone's built differently, so we'll see how Brook handles coming back down to 147. Can he make it, or will he have the Roy Jones Jr. effect at the end of the day?
What do you mean by Roy Jones' effect?
Well, you remember, you know, he went up to heavyweight, beat Ruiz for the WBA heavyweight title. But then when he came back down to light heavyweight, you know, he had a lot of his physical gifts taken out of him because he couldn't really come back down the same way anymore. And, you know, that's what I got to wonder. Is he going to look like Roy Jones Jr. in this fight, or will he be able to handle it like Marquez did when he beat Juan Diaz the second time around?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think Brook is very, very impressive specimen, bro. He's a good athlete. I think he can make the weight properly. I don't think he'll lose much. I mean, what's the jump to welterweight? Is it a full seven? Yeah, it's a full seven, right?
What do you mean?
How many pounds from welterweight to junior middleweight?
Well, he did go good. He went to middleweight.
Oh, damn, he did.
Shit. Yeah, that's 13 pounds right there.
He was weighing like 170, like the 30-day weigh-in.
I mean, let's be honest, though.
He was big.
For all we know, that's why they were asking for extensions, because he wanted to get the weight down properly, man.
That was a theory that I don't know if one of us threw out or the callers threw out, but back when we were doing shows on it, that was a theory thrown out.
Yeah, man, it sounds like a good idea. Listen, Santiago, thanks for calling in. You've definitely dropped at least some thoughts in our minds here on the possibility of that, right? I think so. Now, maybe all those postponements was that so that he doesn't have to kill himself to make the way. The clapper. Let's get out to these other callers here.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
Yeah. Man, real happy about this one, man. These are actually my two favorite fighters in the division, man. So it's kind of bittersweet. I don't think Kell Brook is going to be the same coming back down. I think that it's a difference between losing, you know, excess fat and losing actual muscle that he did build for the Triple G fight. That's what really makes you different when you come back down, is you actually have to lose muscle, you know, coming back down. So, and I just hate that he's going against my young lion, Errol. So, but I think it's going to be one of the best fights of the year. Early pick, man. Errol does it, but it's going to be a very competitive fight. And I still think, after that, Kale goes up to 154. He tries to get a Canelo fight. He doesn't get it, then he ends up fighting Khan. That's my call.
Good call. What do you think about that? We never really spoke about that. I mean, we've heard Kell Brook, Cotto, never really Canelo.
As a realistic option or like just as a fight?
I mean, obviously, it's never realistic when you're dealing with an A-side like Cotto. I mean, excuse me, like Canelo, who's in charge. But I mean,
I think that would be an intriguing fight. I think Canelo wins because he's just the bigger guy. I think the hand speed would be comparable. I think Canelo has probably better head movement. Kell Brook has the better footwork. But I would still pick Canelo in that fight.
Well, I guess that can all change depending on how good Kell looks versus Earl.
True. Earl's not the fighter that Canelo is.
Or is he not? I mean, they're calling him the next best thing or the next greatest thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't fight like Canelo.
Oh, you mean style-wise?
Yeah.
Got you. Let's get out to Richmond, California. Donald, what's up?
What's up, man? I can't wait for this fight. Like, I've been dying for this fight, and I feel like Kell Brook made it kind of bad on himself because he prolonged it for so long. So it's kind of like, I feel like Kell Brook is taking this fight because he got a point to prove, where it's more of a less like, no, I ain't going to vacate my title. I'm going to fight him. Like, I ain't scared to spend. When versus in the beginning, when it all started, he could have just opposed it out and said, look, I've been telling y'all I can't make weight. I got to vacate. I'm going to 154. And it wouldn't have been so much as a duck. But at this point, it's like he either got to take the fight or it's going to be more or less like he's ducking. You see what I'm saying? But I really wish I could go to this fight because I got plans to go to South Africa. So that's where my wife from. But I wish I could go. I can't.
All right, Donald. Well, thanks for calling in. Phil Thrill, New York City. What up?
Phil Thrill in the building. Salute. I've been listening. I still got the three jobs. You know, listen, I've been reading, you know, in the chat that these guys is trying to discredit Spence. But, you know, you tell me, can y'all justify the Frankie Gavins and stuff? Like, if this is mandatory, still use that same logic when he was defending it against the Kevin Biziers of the world. You know what I'm saying? And I like the new look. It's looking great. You know, if I haven't had a chance to tell you, you know, I'm a longtime fan. I think Danny Jacobs won yesterday, you know, the other night, Saturday, close. He looked great. All those angles gave him, switched up the southpaw. The footwork was magnificent. They don't want a rematch. They want to try to get the mother load with him with Canelo and get him out of there. You know what I'm saying? But God bless y'all. Thank you very much. It's honored to be here on the Boxing Boys.
Phil Thrill, thank you for the kind words. Matt, man, that fight is going to live forever.
Yep. Yep. And it's pretty divided on who won, to be completely honest. And I hear a lot of 114, 113 scorecards. So it's just one of those. It's so subjective. Got, though, fight game.
You know what I got? I got the fight. I got the fight. Beautiful, beautiful 1080p. I got it today, and we should do a film study, man.
I'm down.
One of these days. Majid, Orlando, what up? If you're listening to this on YouTube, you're watching, make sure you hit that thumbs up. Helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, it lets me and Matt know that you like what we do. Majid, you're up.
Yeah, what's up, man? I just was calling in. Happy the fight got announced. But I kind of wanted to speak on all those trolls that's in the little comment section. Everybody's sitting here trying to make it seem like Spence ain't done shit like Cal Brook really did something. He sacrificed himself against Golovkin. And I mean, Cal Brook got a lot of stuff he got to overcome. Like, we don't know how he going to take those shots after the orbital bone. You know, we don't know how he going to perform with that weight cut. You know, and then really, in my opinion, you know, Sean Porter was a snoozer because of all the grappling and shit. This going to be the first fight at 147 where we can really see if Cal Brook going to be there or not. And if he do, the fuck he going to do next? Because that man ain't really seen nobody. So I'm happy the fight made. All those trolls on that internet, the shit that they done stepping to fighting each other, that's a big-ass movie. Y'all need to respect both of them. But yeah, man, I'm just happy about the fight, and that's all I got.
All right, Majid. Thanks for calling in. I want to check in, see what we got. Remember, hit that thumbs up, ladies and gentlemen. That number 1-425-569-5241. Press one time if you want to talk. Get it off your chest. Going to the 281. You're live on TBV. Who's this? Where you calling from? First time caller.
This is Chad from Houston.
First time calling in, chat?
Nah, I've called in the past. It's been a minute, though.
All right, Chad in Houston. Talk to us.
Well, man, I was just wondering, who do you have in the Spence-Brook fight? Or who are you leaning towards?
Man, you know that I'm a resume guy, man. I'm leaning towards Cal Brook at this moment because he's a little more tested, man. Even with that Gennady Golovkin fight, we seen he could take a pretty good punch. We know he has a good 1-2. But to be honest, you just never know, man, with Spence's pressure style, whether he comes forward, whether he digs to the body.
Sure.
But we seen that Brook was able to turn Gennady and give him good angles. But, you know, Spence isn't Gennady. He might have a little bit more fluidity. I don't know. It's a great fight. That's why we're doing so many shows on it.
Yeah, I just don't understand the hype that much. I mean, I think he fought Ronald Cruz, right?
Errol Spence.
I think he bought Ronald Cruz. He hit that dude with everything, man. Couldn't get that dude out. So I kind of question the power that everybody's talking about. I think it's more the hype, just like with Gennady, man. Like, everybody was on that hype train, and, you know, when he fought somebody actually legitimate, like, that was a real test. It's just, I mean, it's either you're going to freeze or you're going to continue to move on, man. Saturday night, I feel like Gennady, when he saw that Daniel wasn't going anywhere, I thought that Triple G kind of froze up, man. I had Jacobs winning that fight as well. So I'm really interested to see if Spence is the goods, man. I just don't get all the hype, man. Like I said, Ronald was a huge test on Showtime. I remember he was on like Showbox or something like that, and he couldn't get him out of there, man. Went to decision. I don't know, man. I just question.
Yeah, but we had Ronald Cruz on this show. We had Ronald Cruz on his show by accident. You know what I mean? He was listening. He called in and he let us know. I think it was for the Chris Algieri show. He let us know that Spence hits very hard. But listen, we got you down. You said Chad in Houston. Producer, get him down. Chad, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to get to some other callers. It is a spontaneous show. We're keeping the phone lines moving. Ali in Dago, talk to me.
Hello.
Yes, sir, Ali. Hello. Yes, sir. You're live.
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing? But, yeah, man, I had to call in again on this shit, man, because this is the biggest fight of the year, at least for me, that I want to see. And I'm rolling with my boy Earl Spence. I think he's going to go in there and annihilate Brooke and shock the world and make it look easy. But like I said, if I'm wrong, I'll call in and eat crow. And that's my call, y'all. Keep up the good work and hit them like buttons, y'all. They putting on these shows for us. So hit that like button. All right, go.
Thank you, Ali. Let me get out to Mighty Sway on Skype. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up, Ness? What's up, Matt? Thanks for the spontaneous show. I just want to say, yo, this fight's going to be pay-per-view in the UK. But is it going to be PBC for us here? Or?
Showtime, yeah.
That's what's up, man. All right, yeah, this is a good fight. This is like a good test for Spence. But I got Kell Brook winning. I think Kell Brook is going to beat him. And, yeah, man, are we going to get more Patreon stuff right now, or?
Yeah, man, we're thinking about doing. I got the fight, the Gennady fight. That's probably what we should do tomorrow, since that fight doesn't get replayed till next week or this weekend. We'll probably do that. That tonight. You know what? I'm gonna do something special for y'all. Anyway,
you're a Patreon. Yeah. All right, man. Peace.
All right. I might just upload the fight to Patreon and then just review it another time. 951, you're up.
Hello?
Yes, sir. 951, you're up.
Yes, sir. 951, you're up. Oh, man. Just giving a call in because I've been looking at a lot of these comments that these guys have, and they're talking about strength. And I don't want to say he's a hype job. I just think that the hype is hype. You know,
hey, sir,
like,
sir, I need you to get off speakerphone. Because it's not sounding good, and if that's not speaker, it must be Bluetooth. Then after you do that, you need to tell us if you're a first-time caller. Sounds like you're a first-time caller. We need your name. But if you are a first-time caller, we got some tradition around here. So we've got a couple of questions for you, my friend. 951, first-time caller?
Yeah, first-time caller.
How long have you been listening?
I've been listening for a few months now.
All right.
I like you guys' channel, man. I appreciate what you guys are doing.
Oh, man, I appreciate you. Now, let me ask you, are you familiar with the first-time caller intro, the tradition around here?
I know what I got to do.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and play this first-time caller intro, and after you hear it play, man, you come out like you're Errol Spence going to Sheffield to take this IBF title away from Kell Brook.
All right, got you.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut...
That's when you hit us with your name. That's when you hit us with your name, right there.
Man,
Yeah, man. How you doing, bro? Man, it's William Cap, man. I'm out here out of Riverside, California, man. 951. I just wanted to say, man, like, as far as the Kell Brook Spence fight, I mean, I like Spence, man. I think he's a solid fighter, man, and he's strong. But I just think, like, some of the things that people are judging on, they're not thinking about, they're not giving the champ enough respect, man. Kell Brook, he's not just a good fighter. He got skills, man, but he's already done it on the big stage. You know what I mean? Errol Spence, he went to the Olympics. He lost. You know what I mean? Like, when he fought Triple G, Triple G's a silver medalist in the Olympics. You know what I mean? So, he's been there. So, and you've seen the skills with Triple G. So, I think Errol Spence is going to be a great fight. But I think in the end, man, people are going to see Spence make it outclassed. I seen that in the Mayweather fight versus Ortiz. I don't know if you guys remember on 24/7. And Mayweather was saying, when you get to those big lights, you know what I mean? Some guys, they got skills, man. But we're going to see, man. I mean, I like Spence. But like I said, I just think that people need to give the champ a little bit more respect. Kell Brook's a champion for a reason. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Appreciate the call, brother. Glad that you finally called in, man. Yeah. Remember to subscribe to the channel to get those notifications. So, you know, every time we do a spontaneous show, like this one, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Matt, any final thoughts?
No, I think the call is pretty much whatever I'm thinking.
Yeah, man. I mean, definitely excited to be receiving this official news from Matchroom that this press conference is going to be taking place 2 days from now in Sheffield, midday. We'll have our UK correspondent on the ground for TBV, and we'll keep you posted for sure. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside the hipster, Matthew Hunter. Find us both on social media. Catch me at NestGTO, both on Instagram and Twitter. Matt?
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Later.